USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts, including the first black woman, Jessica Watkins, to join the International Space Station crew.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop, 12 good hooks, hard capture complete.
A 14-year-old boy followed 10-year-old Lily Peters out of her aunt's home Sunday night in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. The complaint says he strangled and assaulted her on a walking trail. The underage boy is being held on $1 million bail. It's fire season in America. Nearly a dozen new large fires were reported since the weekend. Four in New Mexico, three in Colorado, and one each in Florida, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. Another four blazes have popped up, two in Colorado and one in Oklahoma and Virginia. The fires collectively have destroyed hundreds of structures, triggered evacuations in several states, and killed at least one person in Nebraska. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better. And I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me. But I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The United States says it has credible information that Russian military units in Ukraine, Donetsk region, executed Ukrainians who were attempting to surrender. Beth Van Schaak, the United States Ambassador at Large for the Global Criminal Justice, told the United Nations Wednesday that the United States has credible reports of individuals being executed with signs of torture and horrific accounts of violence against women and girls. The Biden administration's removal of Title 42 at the border is on hold.
A judge has ordered a two-week halt on phasing out pandemic-related restrictions on seeking asylum, which are set to expire May 23rd. Wednesday's decision is only a temporary setback for the Biden administration. The federal judge appeared sympathetic with Louisiana and other states that sued to keep Title 42. That restriction denies migrants a chance at asylum on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts, including the first black woman to join the International Space Station crew, successfully docked with the ISS overnight, kicking off a five-month mission. This mission, called Crew 4, marks a return to the crewed launches that SpaceX conducts in partnership with NASA after the company concluded the first all-private mission to the space station for wealthy paying customers on Monday. It's been a long time since the protest on January 6, 2021, and for some Americans, their home right now is the Pennsylvania Penitentiary. No trial, no day in court, simply the Biden administration holding Americans against their will. Political prisoner Jake Lang on One America News Wednesday describes that day.
It turned into like a warfare scene where we got ambushed, unarmed and peacefully protesting. They started shooting tear gas canisters into the crowd. I mean, these are big, I mean, it's like kind of like a paint canister, smashing into people, indiscriminately firing rubber bullets and paintball-style bullets that are filled with pepper spray into the crowd. We felt like our voice was completely unheard. The election was stolen. And then outside the Capitol, these bunch of crooks were just going to go ahead and continue with their, you know, stealing of the election and not even redress our grievances. I mean, a million-plus people gathered. We should be able to have our voices heard without being ambushed and attacked violently by U.S. Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.